ISU's nursing students may get the chance to enter the workforce early to help fight COVID-19.
I mean, how often do we have a pandemic where you can learn while practicing?
That's ISU Nursing College Dean Judy Neubrander. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport, still working to facilitate transport of critical goods and services and accommodate passengers with urgent travel needs. CIRA sends good health to the community during these trying times.
It's Thursday, April 2nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in Bloomington Normal. There are two more confirmed cases of COVID-19 here, bringing our total to 20. The newest patients in McLean County are a man and a woman, both in their 60s. The federal COVID-19 task force projects between 100,000 and 240,000 deaths in this country. Based on population, that would mean between 31 and 81 deaths in Bloomington Normal. McLean County Health Department's Melissa Graven says social distancing and other preventative measures will hopefully put the county below those projections.
It's reasonable to expect whatever the model is showing is what we should prepare for, whether that's higher or lower. I think we need to prepare and hope for the best.
Two people have died in McLean County. The statewide total is 141, with over 6,900 people infected. Those rising numbers, about 1,000 new cases in Illinois yesterday alone, will increase the demand for healthcare professionals. One plan being considered is to temporarily allow graduating students from nursing schools to enter the workforce early. Governor J.B. Pritzker said the state is looking seriously at giving temporary licenses to nursing students who are mostly trained and nearly graduated. Ohio has already done something similar.
You know, we need healthcare workers, and we need to add to our workforce in every and any way we can.
Judy Neubrander is dean of ISU's Mennonite College of Nursing. She welcomes the idea.
Because we're desperate, we know, in many parts of both the Chicagoland area and the rest of the United States for more nurses. So I think it would be a great way to help, especially in this pandemic, to make a difference and help flatten that curve.
Because of the pandemic, she says ISU's older nursing students have not been able to complete their on-site clinical experiences, such as in hospitals, schools, and daycares. While they've been able to get some experience with telehealth in the weeks since, she thinks students would be interested in returning to the field. ISU has around 170 nursing students set to graduate in May and in August. If the state allows it, Neubrander says those students could be offered temporary intern roles at hospitals, ideally working under a mentor. The students would still need to take the National Nursing Licensure Exam later. It doesn't typically happen until mid-June, though, for the May graduates, and even that could be delayed because of the coronavirus.
We at the state level have concerns about that and are kind of monitoring that. So if the governor did something like that, it would get these students out there quicker.
Neubrander is a former ICU nurse herself. She says nurses want to be on the front lines.
I mean, how often do we have a pandemic where you can learn while practicing? I think it's an amazing opportunity for these students if they want to do it.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Officials say 109 more people were tested for COVID-19 Tuesday at the drive-up site at the McLean County Fairgrounds. Over the first 4 days there, 466 people were tested. That's less than half the site's capacity. Kroger says it'll provide all hourly employees with a hero bonus, a $2 increase of their standard base rate of pay. In addition to that bonus, Kroger will cover emergency paid leave for those affected. The Illinois High School Association has postponed its board meeting for April 21st, when it was expected to vote on site selections for the boys and girls basketball state finals starting in 2021. ISU is bidding to remain the host of the girls' state finals. And Heartland Community College will not hold a traditional graduation ceremony this spring, joining many other campuses and opting for a virtual commencement instead. See more on these stories from our daily blog at WGLT.org/coronavirus. An independent physician in Leroy says he's just trying to address a public health crisis that he believes some in the medical community are trying to downplay and are further risking public safety. But as Eric Stock reports, health officials say Tom Plura's planned drive-through COVID-19 testing clinic raises too many unanswered questions.
Plura says he bought 8,000 testing kits from several suppliers and ordered more kits that cost close to $30,000. He had scheduled a testing clinic at a Champaign church. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District intervened and asked the church to postpone the event moments before it started. Health District Administrator Julie Pride says she has several concerns, such as why the clinic was open to the general population. The CDC has specified priority should be given to hospitalized patients and healthcare workers who are showing symptoms.
If the doctor is opening up open to the public, anyone who wants it symptomatic or asymptomatic or whatever, just drive up and get one. That is certainly that's not within the guidance.
Ballura says he bought the supplies because too many medical providers don't want to test.
There's two hospitals in Bloomington Normal. They don't want the patients coming into the office. You know why? Because they don't want them infecting the healthcare staff.
Many medical providers have consistently given a different picture than Plura is alleging. They have said it's not that they don't want to test, it's that with little supply, the best use of the materials is to follow CDC guidance. Plura says he believes the number of COVID-19 cases at the University of Illinois is being kept artificially low.
I also believe that the U of I doesn't want it known there's 10,000 foreign nationals over here that left in December before the break, flew to their homeland countries, and now returned prior to the travel ban, and they had exemptions anyway, and they brought a little present back with them.
Champaign-Urbana Health Administrator Julie Pride disputes that. She says the U of I took aggressive action to limit COVID-19 spread, including isolating students who traveled overseas.
We would have seen a much bigger bubble early on had there been an outbreak started specifically from the students.
Champaign County has 26 confirmed COVID-19 cases. U of I spokesperson Robin Kaler declined to comment on Plura's remarks, but says the university denied letting Plura set up a clinic on campus because it would be a private for-profit venture. Pride adds she wants to make sure patients won't end up footing the bill for the tests.
Our question is who will be doing the billing? We would assume that it would be the laboratory itself, the private lab, but I don't know. I mean, these are just questions that we need to find out.
Ballura says he'll seek a reimbursement for testing costs. He says he expects to end up with some profit off the tests, but doesn't know how much.
Isn't all healthcare a money venture? I mean, if you look at the tax returns, of every hospital, isn't that a money-making deal? Aren't we all in it to make a buck? Because I'm certainly not a not-for-profit.
Ballura says he considered setting up a testing clinic in Bloomington Normal, but decided against it after the state established a testing site at the McLean County Fairgrounds. I'm Eric Staudt.
Thanks for listening. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport, still working to facilitate transport of critical goods and services and accommodate passengers with urgent travel needs. CIRA sends good health to the community during these trying times. Learn more at CIRA.com.